Hey everybody, this is Dee Dee LeBrack and your Black Women with Other Brothers podcast coming to you Monday, June 29th, 2020 from the downtown San Francisco district of the Tenderloin. Here's the only thing I'm going to say about San Francisco on this podcast. Please go to the Twitter page of San Francisco Dam. That's where I post the daily podcast, and I'm starting to talk about divestment issues there. The Black Women with Other Brothers Twitter page will be opening July 3rd of this week. I will be making an announcement on the Facebook page. I won't be doing any more posting on the Facebook page. I will only be posting Black Women with Other Brothers information on Twitter, okay? Today I'm talking about a baby. Someone I know had a baby. Someone's child had a baby. Let me say it like that. Their child had a baby. They sent me a photo of the baby. There's a baby in their family. I gave congratulations, and that's all I'm doing. I don't sponsor any children. These are Black people I'm talking about, so the baby, as you probably guessed, was born out of wedlock. As a matter of fact, the parents only knew each other 4 months. I am not dissing them per se. I'm just laying out the facts as they are. I do not support any out of wedlock children. That is not my personal responsibility. I am a divested woman. I am a middle-aged woman. Now, some of you are thinking, wow, Dee Dee, you sound mean. You sound bitter. Honey, this is what divested looks like. I am neutral. If some of you have a baby out of wedlock, you send me the photo, I'm going to say, good for you. Your baby looks healthy. That's it. I'm not sending you a card. I'm not sending a donation. I'm not sending a gift. That's not my car note to pay. I'm going to tell you a little story that a woman that I know said. She gave me an analogy about children. I talked about this at the Black Women with Other Brothers Facebook page. I'm going to repeat it on the podcast. This woman who runs a daycare center told me, having a child in 2020 is like going into a car dealership, looking at a beautiful Maserati, but you have bad credit and you want to buy that Maserati. She said the cost of taking care of a child monthly is the cost, the car note on a Maserati with bad credit. And I know some of you are thinking, well, I have a job, or my sister has a job. They have making money. Not everybody's on welfare. Honey, this is the COVID-19 era. Here in my city, 1 in 13 people are unemployed. And this is San Francisco. We had a low unemployment rate. I am assuming all across America, especially in southern states, the unemployment rate is much higher. Many cities are pretty decimated. So having a kid right now is it's for rich people, basically. Hey, you know what? Do what you want to do. It's just going to be done without me and women like me supporting the babies. Say, for instance, you have a job and you're making $60,000 a year. After taxes, isn't that like $45,000 or $40,000? And say the cost of daycare and in California, that's $1,000 a month. You could get cheap daycare. You can get some child molester to watch your kid. Or, you know, if your grandmother is alive, but the Black grandmothers are dying off. Do you get my point? Having a kid, especially now, is something that has to be taken into very strong consideration. And the parents of this newborn only knew each other 4 months. 4 months, okay? You need to know, that's just knowing somebody one season, spring, all right? You need to know a man spring, summer, fall and winter, to know his personality before you would even think about procreating with him, less on marrying him. So that was their choice, their body. I was talking with another woman about this, and she did thank me for encouraging her to tell people no. And she said she was happy she hasn't been sponsoring babies because she needs to preserve her resources because she got laid off of her job. Now me, since COVID-19 went down, nobody has come to me asking me for a handout. Number one, I've been generous already. I've been very philanthropic. That's the thing about philanthropy. It's voluntary. It's, you know, giving gifts, not loans. And you don't have to keep doing it. You are not obligated to keep helping and helping and helping people. So I knew that my philanthropy would be over for 2020. The last person I helped was around the end of December. Young lady, I can say this here. I paid half of her rent. I volunteered to do that. I paid half of her rent. And that was it. I told her, enjoy that, you know, enjoy that money that you don't have to pay in your rent. Do something good for yourself. And she knew she couldn't come and ask me for anything. If she did, I'd say no. I've done similar things like that for Black women. It's always been a gift. And they know, don't come back for more, because I will say no. I have given gifts. I never give loans. Now this baby is going to need formula, diapers, babies, nonstop diapers, shoes, clothes, all of that will be provided without my participation. The baby has a mother, a father, all the grandparents are alive, two sides of the family, although they're not married, although they're not planning on getting married, and it's none of my concern. You need to get to the point where it's none of your concern. Because we know in Black America, the gender role reversal is real. The Black grandmother is a father, or the aunts stand in as a father. It's a failed patriarchy, which is a matriarchy. Two-thirds of the homes are led by women. So we've got a culture that are used to having women take care of everything. Not me. Divested means I wipe my hands of it. Your illegitimate children are your concern and the children's father's concern. It's not my concern. I've never had a child in my life. I never wanted one. And again, you may be listening thinking, wow, Dee Dee, you're a bitter honey. This is what divested looks like. I am free from the guilt trips. I am free from all of that. So I really recommend you stay safe. If you're going to go protest, that's on you. Please don't leave your child an orphan. We have too many Black kids raised by their grandmothers as is. And this is your Monday podcast on the 29th. I am opening up the Twitter page for Black Women with Other Brothers on July 3rd. That will be on Friday. I look forward to seeing everybody over there. I thank you for listening. Hey, everything's beautiful.